Hello. Hold on. Not sharing just yet. I need to brush my teeth. Yeah. Hello. Hi. I'm gonna be brushing my teeth and then I'm gonna hop in the shower, but I woke up like around 10 and then I stayed in bed for like an hour. Now I'm finally getting up, really. So, brushing my teeth first and then hopping in. Oh, no. It's a pretty chill space. I don't think it's gonna be very exciting, but I really want Sorry, I was brushing my teeth. What I wanted to say was, I'm gonna finish brushing my teeth and then I'm gonna hop in the shower. And I also said that I feel like the Twitter space today is not gonna be as exciting as you think it is. Okay. I was feeling a little lonely and thought it would be nice to start our days together. And it just so happened that I am starting my day with a shower today. I like to take showers during the day, not at night. So, yeah. Also, let me open up the chat so I can actually see if you guys are saying anything. I probably won't be able to see what you're saying once I'm actually in the shower, but let's see. Okay. She's enchanting her spell, so okay. I'm going to turn on the water now, so I like my showers extra warm. Yeah. Oh. What? Gonna go this over here. Anyone's gonna question me. Okay. Throwing my clothes into the laundry basket. Wait. And oh my god, almost fell. Oh my god, it's so cold. I kind of woke up. My throat wasn't dry this time, but my eyes were super dry. I think the air is like changing or something. Okay, I'm in the water now, by the way, so if you guys say something in chat, I have no idea, okay? Yeah. All right. Let me just close the shower curtains so water doesn't spill out. I think you guys can probably still hear me anyways. The acoustics in the bathroom are off the charts. Okay. Oh my god. It's so cold. Oh. Ah, yes. Warm water. It feels nice. But, yeah. My day has been kind of boring today, considering I just started it. I don't think everyone was here when I was talking about it, but I think, I woke up around 10, and then, I didn't really want to do anything just yet, so I kind of just looked for my cat, and we just cuddled together for, like, an hour. My cat was purring. It was really, really nice. And then after that, I got up, I turned on my PC, I looked to see if there were any updates on anything, and that was pretty much it. And then I did eat a little snack. I'm not really in the mood to eat a meal today, I think, so I just had a snack instead. Now I'm here. I don't know, I'm just feeling a little lonely. And I figured it would be nice to kind of start our days together. Maybe you're also showering. That would be kind of funny timing, but I feel like it's a weekday, right? So I feel like most of the Mega Necklaces are going to be busy with work or something, so. Okay. Alright, I think I am properly doused in the hot water, so I'm gonna shave. Shave. And then the other side. Yeah, I have no idea what you guys are saying right now. I feel like normally in my Twitter spaces, I like to tease you guys, but I feel like if I try to tease you guys while I'm in the shower naked, I'm going to feel a little weird. A little embarrassed. So, I don't know. It's so strange. This Twitter space is going to be the most wholesome. Kind of like how, you know, like, I mean, maybe this isn't the best comparison, but you know how, sometimes in, like, Eastern cultures, they, like, company mates, like, your coworkers and stuff. I mean, hopefully you're all the same gender. We'll go to, like, a communal bathhouse or whatever, and bathe together. I kind of feel like this is that. Also, washing myself with some soap right now. I do have a body wash, but I kind of prefer soap over it. Just because, like, I don't know, it feels simple, it does its job, and I don't have to really worry too much about, like, what ingredients are in it, you know? Getting every nook and cranny, though. Sorry, I told myself I'm not gonna tease you guys while I do this. I think I'll get, like, really embarrassed really easily if I try to right now. So, for my sanity, maybe dignity, I'm not gonna describe what I'm doing too well. I'll only say, like, what steps of the cleaning process I'm doing, I think. I think that's fair. How long do you guys normally take showers for? I mean, I asked that, but I can't even see what you guys are saying. But my showers are usually around like 15 minutes, I'd say. Depends. If it's like really cold outside, I will do like 20 minutes because I just really like the warmth from the hot water. But okay. I'm gonna make sure my hair is actually soaked. Because with longer hair, it's a bit harder to actually get the water completely, like, soaked into your hair. I'm gonna assume most of the Mega Nickels are guys with short hair, so you guys probably don't know this, but as a girl with longer hair, sometimes it can take a while to get your hair completely soaked. Also, because I keep talking in the shower, water keeps getting in my mouth, and I have to spit it out. You guys say anything? I want to take a peek. Oh, you guys take 10 to 15 minutes, 15 to 30, probably 10. Oh, my gosh. I'm closing the curtain. It's too cold. Okay, now that I have that done, I think I'm gonna do some shampoo. Shampoo time! Shampoo! I really like this shampoo. It works really nice. And every time I take a shower, Mama Witch can tell because she'll like smell my hair and she'll be like, oh my god, it smells so good. And I'm like, yeah, I took a shower. And it feels good on my scalp too. If you guys are wondering what brand it is, it's a Japanese brand called Ant Honey. I feel like with hair care stuff, Japanese products are pretty good. But then, like, for skincare, I think Korean products are pretty good.
I have so much hair, I need more shampoo, damn it. Oh my god. There are so many times where I'm so tempted to just cut it all off. But I think I look better with longer hair, so. Make sure to get it all in your scalp. Also, I mean, I feel like it doesn't really matter for you guys since I'm assuming you're a guy with shorter hair, but did you know you don't actually have to get all your hair in the shampoo? You only really need to scrub like the roots and the scalp. And the rest, it's kind of okay if you don't really scrub in the shampoo as much. I'm still massaging my scalp, by the way. It feels pretty nice. Okay, let's wash. So yeah, I think after I take a shower, what am I gonna do? I might just chill out for a bit, to be honest. Today is gonna be kind of a busy day for me. Busy doing what, Blair? I'll be busy doing work. So no Minecraft for me. I played so much Minecraft yesterday. Oh my god. The Wild Frontier server is great, guys. But there's so much stuff in there that I don't know, like, what it is. So, like, I'm still trying to catch up on, like, figuring out how to play the freaking mod. But, I play it a lot off-stream. And, sorry, hold on. I play a lot of stuff off-stream. And, like, Isla, Rebby, and Speak over there. So we got to play a bit together. It was mostly quiet while we were playing. Just because we were mostly focused on, like,
progressing our base and things like that. I think Spica finished making an iron farm, which is crazy. I'm so glad we have one person on our team that knows how to do farms, because I don't know how to do those redstone farms or whatever. I've been working on our storage. And then I think Isla's been working on the kitchen. And then Rebby, what was Rebby doing? She was getting animals. She was getting animals, specifically cows. Cows so that I can have leather for picture frames for the storage. And then I think she also explored a bit with Isla. Because we also found a stronghold yesterday. So much stuff happened yesterday. I kind of feel bad that none of us were streaming it. it's better that we get things done than don't, right? It's better that we progress than don't progress at all, right? I feel bad. But at least it's there, and we can catch you guys up when we stream it next time. I think Spica was streaming it earlier today, right? I don't know if she's still going or not. I'm going to assume she's not, but, yeah. I think Essie also popped by last night, too, very briefly, but I didn't get to say hi to her. I think I also said hi to Ayu yesterday as well. I met so many girls yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh. I didn't say much, I honestly didn't say much to them. I figured people were just playing off stream because they just wanted to chill and play games on their free time, not really to like socialize and stuff, so I was mostly quiet, but it was nice playing with the girls. Okay, is all the shampoo out of my hair? No, it's not. Okay. Oh my gosh. I shed so freaking much. Ah! What is with all this hair? Okay. Alright, now that the shampoo is out, I'm going to do face wash now. Face wash. Cleanser. Face wash. Here we go. Okay. And then put this on my face. Scrub. I feel like I should try singing in the shower a bit, but I think my nose is still congested, which really sucks because yesterday I finally caved in and took some like allergy meds and stuff, but I don't think they actually did anything, so maybe the congestion in my nose is not from allergies, and maybe it really is from like mold. I'm like a little scared. So, yeah, I don't know. The congestion in my nose has actually been getting like a bit worse, where like it's getting in the way of when I talk. I like find myself that I really do have to like slow down as I talk, or else like it'll sound so nasally and I'm like, oh my god. And it's not like when I like blow into a tissue, it like fixes it. It's like still there. So I'm like, what is happening to me? I'm like pretty sure I just need more fresh air, but like I wanna be stuck inside my room for a while now, so I don't know. Also, face wash is done. Now let's do a little bit of conditioner. I don't put a lot because my hair honestly doesn't need too much conditioner. My hair is really thick. like really sick.
I can thank my dad's DNA for that.
I have very sick hair.
Very sick hair.
Just a little conditioner will be fine. Normally, I don't even really think I need conditioner. But it's still good to use because it's kind of like the moisturizer for your hair. So when your shampoo like takes out all the oils and stuff, you don't just like have it dry out like really, really like dry. That's how you get like split ends and parts of your hair just kind of breaks off. You kind of need conditioner to prevent that. Normally my hair isn't too bad with that, honestly. But since I did perm my hair a couple months ago, I figured it would be probably good to condition my hair, considering that it is damaged now. So yeah. Just a little bit of conditioner. It also really helps if your hair gets knotted a lot. Conditioner helps like smooth out the knots in your hair. But also remember when you apply conditioner to only put it on the ends of your hair. From the ends up. You don't put it on your roots. You don't need to put it on your roots. Okay. And I don't really leave the conditioner in my hair for too long because I really don't need to. I find my hair gets really, really oily very fast if I put too much conditioner or like leave it in for too long. So I'm gonna wash this out right now. Rinsing.
Rinsing.
Okay. Alright, I'm gonna do one last little, like, soap scrub. Washing myself with soap, and then I think I'll be done with the shower. Scrubbing myself with soap. Soap.
Okay. Make sure I get my back to...
I am able to touch my back. It's just a little bit uncomfortable. Okay. There we go, and then make sure to also clean your feet and get your toes. Okay. And then I think I am done. Okay. Woo!
All right, let's just get all the soap off.
Oh, the water feels so nice, though. It's so warm. I never liked this part of the shower, getting out of the shower. Getting in the shower is a hassle, and getting out of the shower is a hassle. Okay. All right, turning the water off. Oh, my God. And we're good. Oh my gosh, my hair is so wet. I need to squeeze out some of the water. The thing is, because my hair is permed, I have to like dry my hair a very specific way if I want to keep the curls for longer. And that also includes how I squeeze the water out of my hair. It's honestly kind of annoying. And it's not that easy to squeeze the water out of my hair in this fashion. Okay, I think that's the best I can do with my wet hands.
All right. Let me just do this, and then I'm gonna grab my towel because it's cold.
and dry myself a bit. Ah! Don't look, Mega Mega Cocoon! I'm naked! Oh. Oh, the towel is nice and warm. Okay. Alright, I can see you guys in chat now. Howdy! Hi! Hi! Having a pocket heater for when you get out of the shower is such a plus. Oh, is it? Is it now? I mean, I feel like the weather is getting warmer, so... It shouldn't be too bad soon. Yeah. Bro, we can't even see! Relax, lol! I know. I just, I don't know, teased you a little bit. I mean, I told myself I wouldn't do it too much for this stream because I feel like I would get really, really embarrassed. I am naked after all, about. Okay. All right, where are my glasses? Okay. It's so cold. Yeah. Nah, my glasses are already steaming up. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. Ugh. Okay. Let's see. Okay. All right. You're looking like crazy. The chat is. Oh. Okay, now let me put on my underwear, Lavelle. No one's home, so I only brought my underwear in the bathroom to change into. Everything else I'm just gonna put on in my room. Let me also just put this too. Ready to take on the day? I don't know. Today's gonna be a weird day, to be honest. Today doesn't feel real. Today doesn't feel real, let's just say that. Okay. I still have to like dry my hair and do skincare stuff, but let me just put on some clothes first. And then, yeah. I'm not putting on a show for the cat. The cat's in a different room. You hear Velcro? Don't worry about it. Okay. Let me just get all this hair that I freaking shed out of the shower and into the trash because it's gross. And now, I'm gonna bring you to my room and I'm gonna change into PJs. It's cold out here. Achoo! 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 I'm gonna catch cold! Achoo! Okay. Okay. Stop questioning the Velcro, guys! It's embarrassing! What pajamas should I wear today? I'm gonna find something long sleeve. I'm gonna wear this. Okay. Alright, gonna wear this and then I do have some sweatpants. It's still cold. It's still pretty cold, so I need to wear long sleeve stuff. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm gonna put on these sweatpants. These are really thick. They might be a little too warm, but this might be the last time I get to wear them, so. Okay. Oh, my hair is really wet. I really need to dry this. Wait, PJs, you're going back to bed? No, I'm not going back to bed, but it's not like I'm going outside, so
Are you guys the type to wear normal clothes when you're inside the house? I'm the type to just wear my PJs as soon as I'm home. What do you mean last time to wear them? Because they're really, really warm. These are really, really warm sweatpants. They have like fleece lining in the inside. So with the weather getting warmer, it might be too hot to wear it the next time I get the chance to. No, you wear PJs too? Yeah, that's what I thought. It's like you're home, you're not going outside. You might as well be comfortable. Yeah, you get into PJs as soon as you step home. Yeah, same. You just wear shorts and tank tops even if it's cold, Lamau. Even if it's cold. Okay, that's a little crazy. You wear sweat shorts? Oh, it depends for me. My room gets pretty cold pretty easily, and it also gets really hot very easily. So I don't really win. I don't ever win, no matter what season it is, whether it's summer or winter. So my pajamas depend heavily on the seasons. Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember the last time I wore PJs. If I wear anything to bed, it'll just be basketball shorts. Yeah, you can count those as PJs. I count, PJs for me equal, like, whatever clothes you wear to sleep. Yeah. Okay, you wear lounge clothing for days I'm at home. Doesn't stop me from chilling in my bed. I mean, personally, I might be a little bit of a clean freak for this, but, like, I don't like wearing clothes that I've worn outside in my bed. I think when I was way, way, way younger, I didn't really care, but, like, I think now that I'm older, I think I do care a little bit. Especially after I've seen, like, how dirty the, like, outside can be. Yeah. Oh, okay. My hair is pretty dry now. Actually, no, that's a lie. It's still pretty wet, but I've done what I could with this towel. My skin is already feeling pretty dry, so I need to put some lotion on. I need to do my skincare. Give me one second. I'm gonna bring you guys over. Hey. Oh, I'm so tired. Now that I've showered, I don't want to do anything today. Okay. We're back in the bathroom. Putting you guys on the counter. Okay, and then putting this up. Don't lie, Blair, it's bad. What do you mean, don't lie? What do you mean, don't lie? I'm not lying about anything. Okay. Need some help with the lotion? Hey, buddy, I know exactly what you're planning there. This is, what I'm doing right now is just for my face. I should honestly put some lotion on my body, but I'm kind of lazy today, so I don't want to. Maybe that's why my eczema is flaring up, to be honest. Okay. Alright, first I need to put on some toner. Let me get my little cotton pads so that I can dab the toner into it. Use that. Oh, why am I so suddenly so tired? I did wake up pretty tired today. It was really weird because I went to sleep actually very early last night. I think I went to bed like basically actually as soon as I sent that message, not message, Twitter post that I was going to sleep and saying goodnight to you guys, I think I didn't even scroll through, like, social media after that. I just, like, put my phone down and I was like, I'm so sleepy. I'm going to bed right now. And my cat is, like, snuggling up next to me. There's no way. There's no way I can try to stay up right now. So I went to sleep as soon as I sent that or posted that. And then I think I woke up, like, maybe, like, 9 hours later, I want to say. I don't remember exactly when I went to sleep, but I think I had around like 9 hours of sleep, which is a lot more than I usually get. Because I've noticed that I've been sleeping a lot less lately, actually. I think I've been getting around, like, 7 hours of sleep. 7 hours of sleep sounds about right. Yeah. Which I think is honestly, like, a pretty normal amount for most people. But I like to sleep a lot. It's just for some reason my body has been telling me to sleep later in the night and then waking me up really early. It's not even really that early though, to be honest. It's still like around like 10 or 11. I just go to bed kind of late, so. It's probably better for me that I don't sleep longer than that though, to be honest. I can thank the sunlight for waking me up with its bright, bright sunlight shining through my windows and onto my face. It's a natural, very natural alarm clock. Okay, I've done toner. Now I need to do serum. Okay. Serum. This is to help soften my skin and clear out blemishes. My skin is honestly pretty clear though, to be honest. So this is mostly for, like, texture. This is mostly for texture, I believe. My skin is pretty smooth and clear, though. But you should still continue the skincare, regardless if your skin looks fine. I am putting it on. Oh, why am I so tired? Maybe it's because I didn't eat a meal. Now I think about it. But I feel like a nap will fix this. You know what I should eat for lunch today? I'll just sleep. That's my meal. Okay. I have the serum on. Okay. I think this is good. And now, going to put on the lotion, the moisturizer. 7 hours isn't bad, yeah. Oh no, did Megan Echo sleep less than that? What's going on? Why are you sleeping less than 7 hours, silly? It's not good for you. I mean, I'm sure you already know this yourself, but. Is it work? Is it work that's keeping you up late and then waking you up early? Is that why? Okay, I have the lotion. Now I'm going to rub it all over my face. Feels good to do this. It's very therapeutic. What time is it? 12:14. Okay. I think I need to put some lip balm on my lips too. They're a little dry. Okay. Alright. I'm good for now. I'm gonna put my glasses back on. Let's go back to my room. Actually, wait. Let me dry my hair a little bit more with the towel. And then, okay. All right, I'm gonna go clean. Come along. Rub. Yeah. Rub. All right, where's my lip balm? Here it is. The one that I got from Korea. Sometimes you just draw and poof, it's 3 a.m. Oh, yeah, that's definitely happened to me multiple times. Potion craft is addicting. Can't be helped. Ooh, potion craft. I think I played that game before. Like, once? Wasn't that before I graduated, guys? I think so. I think I played it once or twice. Your body will auto wake you up if you try to sleep more than 6 to 7 hours. Ah, yeah, I feel like my body's been doing that to me lately too. Maybe I don't need a lot of sleep, honestly. Maybe I'm getting old enough where I don't need too much sleep, because I feel like as you get older, you don't need as much, right? But it's not like I'm super old. Not yet, at least, but... yeah. Don't remember? Yeah, it is a while ago, so... yeah. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Anywho. Now that I'm done, I think we'll end the space here. I only wanted to get my day ready with you guys, and then afterwards I was gonna focus on some work and stuff, so I will probably not be streaming tonight, but tomorrow? I will try to. After I have my birthday dinner with my family. We're having KBBQ tomorrow, so I'll be having delicious kalbi. And then, I don't know if Mama Witch is gonna buy a cake. She knows I don't like cake. So I feel like whenever she gets cake for my birthday, it's mostly for herself and, like, the rest of the family, to be honest. So, if we have cake, I'll try to do, like, a cake-eating hand cam or something, but I don't know. Tomorrow, I know it's my birthday tomorrow, but I think we're going to just have a really chill stream. I think there's just been too much going on lately, and, like, I kind of just want something chill. So, yeah. But, yeah. I won't discourage you guys, though, if you did prepare anything, or if you guys have presents, or you guys want to send me any kind messages or whatever. I won't discourage that, but I won't be really preparing anything for tomorrow besides just hanging out with you guys and spending time. And yeah, it's just so funny that the timing of my birthday is, like, right now. It's so, what a coincidence. but yeah, okay. With that, I'm going to go now though. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. Wishing you a great rest of your day. I don't know what time it is for most of you, but if you're in the same time zone as me, you have a long day ahead. So, do your best, and I'll see you soon. And, yeah. Is there anything else I wanted to say before I forget? I don't think so, but, alright. See you later! Bye-bye.